All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live with from Round Rock, Texas. Before I get back to my special guest, Jim Mars, I want to remind everybody we're on a pledge drive. We're not over the hump yet here, and I want to remind you again to send whatever you can, and you want to send it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or go into the website, click on PayPal, and make a donation. You'll be surprised how good you feel when you do that, because at republicbroadcasting.org, we're continually bringing you valuable information. Look what you're getting today from Jim Mars. Amazing. Let's go back to Jim. Oh, let me open up the phone lines again. It's 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment. Jim, still with me?
I'm still here.
Okay, I got all that out of the way. Now, this is a short segment coming up, but at some point in time, we ought to get back to this book, because I'm interested in this. I want to read this. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I find something titillating like that, and I want to go down the rabbit hole and read what everybody's got, or, you know, what the person has to say about this. And
pay particular attention to page 186, and what you're going to find is that, you know, we invaded Iraq. Supposedly because they were working on weapons of mass destruction, and we were told that Saddam Hussein might have been able to build a nuclear weapon within just 6 weeks or a few months or whatever, and then, of course, that turned out to be totally bogus. But what we do know, and now has been made abundantly clear, is that North Korea built a nuclear weapon, tested one recently, and has publicly threatened the United States with it, but you don't hear much about that. And on page 186 of my book, you'll find out that the person who released $94 million to North Korea to build their nuclear project was none other than President George W. Bush, who at the time said this is in the best interest of the United States. And he did that over the objections of other countries who said, wait a minute, they're not allowing weapons to inspectors, and they might use that program to produce a nuclear weapon, which they did. What's that all about? Are they asleep at the switch, or is there a hidden agenda going on?
Well, I think we both know the answer to that question.
Right.
Okay, well, listen, I got two things going on here. I've got a caller, another caller, Joe in Texas. Let's take him, Jim. You're on with Jim and Michael. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Go ahead. Hello? We losing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was going to ask Jim if he knows anything about a safe house in Victoria for the shooters.
In Victoria, Texas?
Yes.
I have heard stories and rumors that there was some of the people involved that were heading to East Texas. I can't recall if it was actually Victoria. And they actually...
Well, the reason I ask is that in the 80s, I had a business partner whose dad was a speechwriter for Lyndon.
Uh-huh.
His name was Rogers, and my partner had a brother who was found with his head blown off. It was ruled suicide. And when they were cleaning out his studio, they found this map behind one of his paintings from Dallas to this farmhouse in Victoria. When my partner found this, he took it to the Dallas Kennedy History Center and tried to get someone to talk to him about it, but he couldn't. But they ruled it suicide. That my business partner's brother was found with a shotgun, you know, in his mouth. And
Did the family buy that suicide verdict?
No. But, you know, there wasn't any recourse at that point.
Right. Well, so, see, you just put your finger on the main problem here. Both the Kennedy assassination, 9/11, there has yet to be an objective, fair, and in-depth investigation of any of that.
Okay, guys, we got to go to a break again. Long segment coming up next. You got anything else, Joe? Hello?
Let Jim know that Mr. Rogers was the speechwriter's name, and he was also a homosexual.
All right, got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you from Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back in three from republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Long segment coming up here, and before I go back to my guest, I want to thank Candace in Tennessee. She just pledged $100. Thank you, Candace. Appreciate that. Remember, everybody, think how good you feel when you send in a donation. We need to get over the hump here with some back bills, and you're helping us out, but we're not there yet, so keep the cards and letters coming in. Jim, oh, by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, but I was handed a little note here, Jim. It says, ask Jim if he remembers the week before he left for Washington, D.C. He was almost killed by the city of Austin truck. What's up with that?
No, I don't remember that. I don't think that was me.
Oh, okay.
They may have me mixed up with Tex Mars.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was handed to me by
But I was not in Austin prior to going to Chicago, so I don't think that worked.
All right, well, let's forget that. All right, let's go back to where we were here. Let's see, we're talking about page 186 and the terror conspiracy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, what I've done in the terror conspiracy is over and above the obvious issues of 9/11, so to me the primary one being what the heck caused the total collapse of Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, at about 5:30 on the afternoon of 9/11, and it was a 47-story steel and glass office building, and it just totally dropped into its own footprint at about 5:30, and it only had suffered small fires, and yet the firemen had been pulled out of that building about 10:30 that morning. I've also seen news footage that prior to the collapse of the building, firemen were moving back down the street saying, everybody get back, the building's coming down. And, of course, we've got the building owner, Larry Silverstein, who on public television said, well, we'd had such a loss of life, and I told the firemen, fire department, let's pull it, and they pulled it, and we watched the building come down, which is totally indicative of a controlled demolition. In fact, interestingly enough, just a couple of weeks ago in Austin, John Kerry, of all people, was asked about Building 7, and he says, well, it's my understanding it was brought down in a controlled fashion. So, you know, if Building 7 was brought down by a controlled building demolition, which, and I've covered half a dozen of those in my career as a newsman, and believe me, you don't just run in a building and throw some explosives around and bring it down in a controlled fashion. It takes weeks, sometimes months, to properly wire a building, and if Building 7 was brought down as a controlled demolition, then I think it's certainly we need to start looking harder at the demolition of the two twin towers.
Well, it's, I mean, you know as well as I do, Jim, that that's the Achilles heel
yes.
of the whole story.
Absolutely.
Right. But, you know, the question I have for you, and you may not get asked this a lot, but, you know, the public at large, I mean, it's been, what, almost 6 years after the fact.
Right.
And you know, I give you all kinds of credit. You're a great journalist. And, you know, I'm just a novice. I started doing this a couple of years ago, going down the rabbit hole on this stuff. And there's such mountains of evidence to disprove the Keene-Hamilton Commission report, to disclose
right.
their original government story. When does the average American wake up and get it? As a matter of fact, I just read a report yesterday, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens of psychologists and psychiatrists have stepped up to the plate, and they've said, you know what? Anybody who does not or that does believe the official government story needs to have their head examined.
That's true. Well, I tell you, I think the answer to that lies in human psychology and the willingness to believe. You can go all the way back to the John F. Kennedy assassination, and you find that even after the issuance of the lame Warren Commission report, national polls showed that the majority of people, more than 50%, did not believe that Kennedy had been killed as a result of just one lone assassin. But what got done about it? Nothing. Same thing with 9/11. I remember last September there was an MSNBC poll. They polled almost 68,000 people across the nation. 60% said not only did they not believe the official version, but they thought there was government complicity in the 9/11 attacks. So, but again, what gets done about it? And you mentioned the 9/11 Commission report. How did they answer the question of what happened to Building 7? Well, they didn't. They didn't even mention it in their entire report. How's that for a real in-depth investigation?
Right, that's my point exactly. And I know that there are people that write about this, such as yourself. There are people who, you know, like William Rodriguez, travel all over the world that
right.
are talking to the heads of different countries. And really, we are literally the only country in the world that still has a significant portion of its citizens that don't believe it.
That's because they don't want to believe it. Okay, it's that simple. So what you have in all these instances, Kennedy, the facts about Vietnam, the facts about Watergate, the Branch Davidian thing in Waco, the Oklahoma City bombing, and 9/11 is you've got government pronouncements on the one hand, which if you choose to believe, fine, but they're usually are lacking or incomplete or backed by little or nothing. And then on the other hand, you have the eyewitness testimony and scientific facts and all of factual information to go on. So it's what it comes down to is a matter of belief. And unfortunately, I think a substantial number of Americans still want to believe that we live in the land of milk and honey and freedom and home of the brave and all like that. And they don't want to give that up. And in fact, let me put this to you, Michael. It's a psychological situation. Once a person acknowledges to him or herself that the government under which they are living is criminal and corrupt, then it puts them in a psychological dilemma between the rock and the hard place, so to speak. Because on the one hand, they realize knowing this, if they don't stand up and do something about it, they realize if they do stand up and do something about it, that they can risk their job and their security, their retirement, perhaps even their family, perhaps even their own life. But then on the other hand, they realize that knowing this, if they don't stand up and do something about it, then they lose all self-respect as someone who stands for principle and morality. And as a result, it's what happens is the same thing that happens when you give your computer conflicting commands. It freezes, locks up, shuts down. And I think we've got a significant number of people that are frozen, locked up, shut down.
Well, you know, Jim, I'll tell you, I can't for the life of me imagine to know what I know and to, you know, to accept what I know, which, you know, I'm a logical person. To not say anything about it would literally eat me alive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, we've got a call. You want to go to a call?
Sure.
I've got Stuart in Texas on the line. You're on with Michael and Jim. Stuart, go ahead.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. Jim, I think I met you in Dallas one time that you were speaking at the Lakewood Theater there. But
yeah.
Right along the line with both of y'all are talking about, where is the breakthrough? I mean, we've got activists everywhere. A bunch of them are infighting. But we've got to have a breakthrough here, because they're rolling ahead right on with you know, the eugenics and the genetically modified food and the chemtrails, and the list goes on and on and on. Where is the breakthrough, number one? And number two, what about your thoughts or maybe some knowledge on, I know that the Bush crime family has evidently bought 400,000 acres or something ridiculous down in the middle of South America.
Right, 7,000 acres
the
in
underground
Bolivia.
The underground bunkers that they're building and all this.
Yeah, they're going to name it Borman Estates.
Borman Estates.
Now, let me go back to about the breakthrough. I don't think there's going to really, and this may be because I come from a background in the news media, but I don't think we're going to really see any kind of major breakthrough until there's some way to break the stranglehold over the corporate mass media. There are only now about four corporations that control everything you see and hear. They not only control the news and the networks, they control billboards, they control movies, music, CDs, internet, magazines, you name it. And until you can break that stranglehold, then it's going to be everybody out here on the internet and talking, whispering amongst themselves, and everybody knows what's going on, but they never see this reflected in the mass media. And as a result, there's a lot of people across the country, I'm sure, who feel like that, well, I must be some kind of nut because I don't believe all this stuff. But then I turn on the TV and there it all is, and they're telling me this is the way it is. We've got to break that, and the way to break that is to start working locally. Go to your local newspaper, go to your local radio stations, get people together, and start applying pressure to them to tell the truth, and get programs just like Michael Herzog's out on the air to more and more people. And when people finally realize that, number one, it's okay to talk about it, and number two, that they're not alone, then perhaps things will start changing.
Stuart, any input?
We've bounced around that a lot in the Austin area about going to local news stations. The thing is, you know, we need, like everybody says, we need more boots on the ground, but I'm not real optimistic that we can turn this around, even though everybody seems to 60% here, 80% there.
Well, let me insert something, Stuart, okay, and as you know, as a listener, at RBN, we try to look for solutions. And I bark on this all the time. And this is why I pass out these free Freedom to Fascism videos that my friend Bobby sends out to people. Is that once people see that movie and realize that our government's lying to them about that, that's just enough of the pablum to open their mind up to be objective that, well, maybe that's not the only thing the government's lying about, and that's why I use that movie to open them up. But it's you as a listener. It is your duty as well as it is mine. Just like John Stadtmiller and Rick Adams, we're the preachers, okay? And if you go to any church, a preacher will tell you, invite your friends to come to church, okay? They're always looking to build their
congregation.
Yeah, the congregation. And so that's what I ask people to do. Simply go out and, you know, show them a copy of Freedom of Fascism, let them look at it, invite them to church, invite them to RBN. We've got to take a break. I'll hold you over if you want to stick around for a bit, Stuart. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I wanted to mention, while I've got Stuart on the line here, Stuart was mentioned, well, you know, I really don't see much hope. And while I've got Jim with us, I want to throw this out there. Jim, tell me, do we have a lot of hope in Ron Paul, do you think?
Well, he's the brightest star in the firmament right now, that's for sure. And he said all the right things. I think I may have included this in my book, The Terror Conspiracy. He was on the congressional committee that was looking into the resolution to support President Bush's unprovoked attack on Iraq. And Ron Paul stood up and said, look, what we're talking about here is going to war. That's a serious business. He said the Constitution of the United States clearly states that only Congress has the power to declare war. And he said, if it's really necessary, then I want to put this out as put out a declaration of war according to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Hyde, this big Republican chairman of the committee, got up and says, oh, the Constitution is irrelevant. Now, how about that for a senior government official of the United States government? But unfortunately, and of course you've probably heard the remark attributed to President Bush regarding the Constitution, they apparently just think that that's just a piece of paper, and they don't have, you know, have nothing to do with it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, short of the gun, I'm optimistic because, you know, I have been witness to, matter of fact, if Stuart, if you listened to my show last week, we've won a couple battles here. Knock on wood, this hate crimes legislation, Bush has said now he's going to veto it. Now, that flies in the face of everything Bush does. However, it would make sense if you think that maybe he wants to get a little boost in the polls and try to bring some of the religious right back into the fold.
Exactly. It's just like this resolution passed by Congress is setting a timetable for withdrawal of in Iraq. And, you know, before they even brought that up, Bush said he's going to veto it. They've all voted for it. And Bush, our elected representative, says we're going to set a timetable and we're going to close this thing down. And Bush vetoed it. And then the very same people who had passed all this legislation, they can't seem to come up with enough votes to override the veto. So it's just political game playing. They go home and say, well, I voted against it. You know, I tried to shut it down, you know, but none of that is real. None of that is real. It's just game playing. And what's happening while we're all discussing all this, 9/11, the attacks, the Iraq or Afghanistan, yada, yada, resolutions, troop surge, while we're all debating about that, they're building the NAFTA-inspired superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor. In fact, if you look at last November's election, this is a very clear example of the methodology that they use. If you'll stop and look at the numbers, you'll find that 65% of Texans voted against Rick Perry. They don't want Rick Perry, who's nothing more than just a little Bush clone, and they damn sure don't want his Trans-Texas Corridor, which is just going to run a swath right up through the state. Plus, more and more people are realizing that it's not just a highway plan for Texas. This is the NAFTA-inspired transcontinental superhighway, super corridor, that's going to connect southern Mexico with Canada. And what will happen is these container ships with Chinese products will land in southern Mexico with no unions, no safety, no OSHA, nothing to see that they're handled properly, loaded onto Mexican trucks, which are not well certified and not have been shown not to be safe. Plus, they're taking jobs away from American truckers. They'll haul them up that corridor into the United States and into Canada to the consumers. It's nothing but just a land grab and a boon to the multinational corporate leaders, and people are beginning to understand this. So they were opposed to Rick Perry, but so what did they do? They came in with Grandma Strayhorn, who's the mother of the former White House press secretary to Bush. She undoubtedly probably knew she was a spoiler, and then they backed Kinky Friedman, and Kinky, as far as I know, is a good man. And I kind of liked his run, but it split the vote. Then you got the Democrat, whose name I can't even remember. And then you got the Libertarian candidate, and they split the vote up so much that Perry gets in despite 65% opposition by the voters.
Mm-hmm.
And they just did the same thing in France. France has been bowing its back at that European Union. And so now they get Sarkozy in there. And they put up a lot of money, ran a lot of candidates, and he managed to get on through there, and he's a new world order boy.
Well, Stuart, listen, the only thing I want to mention, I got to go to a break here real quick in just a minute, but I want to tell you that it's not time for a gun.
No.
Okay? What it's time for right now is just to get active and make people aware. We've got groups all over the nation, and believe me, we're working feverishly behind the scenes, okay, and we're making some difference. But we have to continue to wake people up.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's who I am.
Okay. Well, good.
Good for you.
Well, be positive, though, okay, because you know.
Well, hey, Michael, let me throw a real positive note in here. 6 years after the Kennedy assassination, it was considered politically impolite to even bring up and talk about the assassination, much less say that Oswald didn't do it by himself. We're only 6 years out from 9/11, and many national polls show more than half the people disbelieve the official conspiracy theory. And so, hey, we're ahead of the game.
Yep. All right, Stuart, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
That's it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling in, Stuart. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm going to go to Dean in where is he? Dean in Florida, but before I do, I'm going to have to go to a break. So, Dean, stick with me. I'll pick you up right after the break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 Shortwave, CN3 with my special guest, Jim Mars.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Jim Mars, on the line. And, Jim, looks like the lines are filling up. You want to take some calls?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Dean in Florida. Dean, you're on with Michael and Jim.
Great. Hey, Mike, Jim, great show.
Thank you.
Just a statement, and it's actually positive, if you just give me a minute. I just concerned about those in the know, meaning those of us who know what's going on and doing positive things, not to make the same mistake our mind control, you know, fellow Americans are making, and the ones that are just numb. And that being, we have information before us as far as the fact that majority of Americans, even if most know, are not doing anything. Well, let's continue, for those of us who know, let's continue to be positive, continue to do those good things, but let's not make the same mistake they're making. If majority of folks are not actually doing anything, then unfortunately that points to the negative, as if things are going to go down and go to the negative, mainly because we're dealing with psychopaths at the top, and they're going to do what I call the Hitler factor. They're going to take it to the end, even if most Americans, 200 million out of 270 of us, woke up and said no, they would still take it to the end simply because they're psychopaths. Okay, so we know that they're going to do that no matter what. So obviously, if the majority of Americans, even if they know, are not going to do anything, and it's just a small amount of us in the know, well, then that would tell us that while we keep fighting on the forefront, at the same time, we need to prepare. We need to use this unfortunate negative situation with our fellow Americans as time to prepare. John Morris told us with earth changes and things of that nature, we have till about 2009. That may change. No one is on the inside. No one really knows. But at least we know we have a little bit of time. So let's use this negative information that we have about our fellow Americans in a positive way so that at least we can survive and go on. So we stay positive in mind, body, and spirit, but at the same time, you know, we plan, we get our locations, we get, unfortunately, our weapons and our ammo and our different things that we need because we have to face reality, unlike our fellow Americans who choose not to face reality.
Mm-hmm. Good points, Dean. Yep. You want to comment, Jim?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth in what he says, but frankly, I'm a little bit more optimistic. I think, and the polls back me up, I think we have a growing majority in this country who realize that things are not quite right and that we need to make some changes. The problem is that it's tough to get anything done because, number one, Congress is bought and paid for, and two, the multinational corporate mass media keeps acting like there's nothing wrong and that anybody who says there is must be some kind of conspiracy theory.
Right.
So I think he's right. We need to take these negatives and we need to turn them into positives.
I'm horrified that you do that it is a good it is a right point, but that's my point. We could easily stop this if we would get a large majority of Americans, even, you know, just in the low millions, to just say no, turn off TVs, not buy certain items, not do certain things, and bring certain industries to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
But since that's so difficult to do because, you know, all the alphabet agencies and penetrate any movement that gets started, like Jim says, and, you know, the media's bought and paid for, these psychopaths are going to take it to the end. Now, that's going to happen no matter what. Well, that's all I'm saying. Let's just prepare for that. We really, unfortunately, as horrible as it is, we won't be able to save a lot of the people in the know. You know, they'll just survive if they do. But those of us who do know can survive, and we have to act on the information that we have. So in a sense, it's positive. Although it's positive in a horror show.
Okay, hey, look, great thoughts, Dean. I appreciate it. They are good thoughts. We're working on it, buddy.
Okay.
I've got to let you go. We've got loaded phone lines here. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on with Jim and Michael.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You guys, you know, you're hitting it right on the head. I just, you know, only thing to follow up from Dean and Jim's conversation right there, because it's right on the money. Perfect analyzation, gentlemen. But I'd like to throw into that something that we don't cover much, but everybody understands it. The only way they control us and manipulate us is by trapping us in vices. That's why they're flooding us with drugs and alcohol and poisoned food, air and water. They are trying to rob us of the power that is the gift of our Creator. We're very powerful beings, and we retain that power when we live virtuously. That's the whole life of our Lord Jesus. He lived and demonstrated an amazing virtuous life, and he was oozing power. And he taught his disciples that technique of living virtuously, and everything he did was about virtue. Where virtue is, there's power. Now, when we apply that personally in our lives, you will be amazed how powerful we become. I mean, car accidents, motorcycle accidents, any kind of harm, there's a shield. It's constantly around us. We're always protected. You get to the point, you treat your body like a temple. You never get sick. I'm around sick people all the time. That's what I do for a living. I haven't been sick with anything. I'm not bragging, guys. I'm just illustrating that it works. And we're very powerful beings, and they know that. And they don't want us to have that power because that's how they control and manipulate us. And, of course, being in that fear mode, that's how they want us, by turning it around, not fearing anything, living positively. But it's real positive energy, not just think thinking it, but not executing it. It's at the mental, spiritual, and physical level that we implement this positive energy, and we are just dynamos that cannot be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. And, courage, I've heard said, is not the absence of fear, it's the mastery of fear. If you're fearful, do something about it, okay? But see, they don't want us doing anything about it. So every time you turn on the news, it's just more fear, ratcheting all up. I'm reminded of the famous photograph in Tiananmen Square with the young man standing in front of the tank. You know, here's one guy, flesh and blood, and yet the tank stopped, okay? We can stop it if everybody just says, no, we're not going to do this, okay? The same thing I've heard it said for years, that Hitler would have been just a little screaming man with a funny mustache, except for the fact that all those Germans fell in behind him and supported what he wanted to do. If they had all said, hey, you're nuts, and said, we're not going to do that, we wouldn't have had World War II.
Hey, well, Michael's right on. You know, temptations of the flesh, and that's what they use to take us down.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
Right. Hey, listen, Michael, great points, and I appreciate you calling in, buddy. I got to run. I got other callers on the line, but good points and well taken, okay? All right, thank you. Let's go to Nikki in Texas. Nikki, you're on with Michael and Jim.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of wonderful wisdom going on in this show today.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mars, I've never heard you speak before, and I want to compliment you on your grasp, your cosmic understanding of the events and the way you can demonstrate what I would call a very level-headed, common-sense understanding.
Well, thank you, sir.
That.
Thank you, sir. If you'll read my book, Rule by Secrecy, to give you a centuries-old background of what's happening, and then read my new book, The Terror Conspiracy, I think it'll all come together for you, and I've had so many people say, boy, after reading your stuff, I can't even look at the news in the same way again.
I just finished Carol Quigley's giant book, and I'm ready for another one. I'll get that one.
Go into his website, jimmars.com, okay?
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got on the show a little late today, and I was wondering if y'all have commented about the E. Howard Hunt tapes.
Unfortunately, we talked about that at some length at the first of the program.
Yeah, you can go into the archives and check it out. Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, thanks
very much.
Appreciate
it. Way to go, guys.
All right, let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Jim and Michael.
Hello, Michael and Jim. Thanks for taking my call.
Howdy.
And, you know, Jim, you said a little while ago you were more helpful about the situation, and I agree with you. I think it's a situation where we have to prepare for the worst, but work and hope for the best.
Absolutely. And, that's my motto.
And from what I understand, I think you're in Fort Worth, Texas now, right?
Well, I'm in Wise County. That's northwest of Fort Worth.
Okay, Wise County. Well, if you keep up a little bit of Texas politics, I mean, we've got the Texas state legislature now that is looking like they're going to override Governor Perry on this toll road moratorium, hopefully. So that's fighting the North American Union. And then Governor Perry failed to veto the HPV vaccine bill last night at midnight. That law by the legislature went into effect, and that effectively overrides the executive order that Governor 39% Perry put out on the HPV vaccine. So,
right.
Fighting back on the New World Order's eugenics program and birth control and all those different issues of them killing us with their big pharma. So I tell you what, we're making a difference here in Texas at least, and I think the rest of the people around the country just get active, they'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I would like to see Texas become a shining example of truth, virtue, understanding and common sense, rather than the home of this that idiot that's up there that's led us into wars of aggression and wrecked the economy and on and on.
Well, that's the key, is to get educated and to get active. And Richard, you know, I mean, I did this before I came on the air. I woke up, my body would not let me sit still. I went out and started passing out videos, and I got, you know, browbeat, and I got, you know, talked about behind my back and so forth, but there's something in my being that won't let me stop, okay? And I've woke up a lot of people, and all of you listeners out there, like Richard in Texas, okay, another Richard I got on the line after him, okay, all you guys need to simply do your part. That's all you do is talk to people,
yep,
hand them a video.
Do what you can do. That's
right.
All you can do.
That's right.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's what we're going to do tonight up in Bedford, Texas. So, Jim, if you got time and if you got some books and you're close enough by, come on down to the Movie Tavern at 2404 Airport Boulevard. We're going to have a free showing of Loose Change Second Edition and 911 Aftermath. We're going to show that, and but it's going to be a free movie. There's no charge. We're going to have free DVDs of other videos as well, Freedom, Fascism, and et cetera. So we'll get a lot of people from Dallas-Fort Worth down there at 2404 Airport Boulevard.
That's the way to do it. Unfortunately, I've got to be on the radio again tonight, or I'd probably come down there and try to join you.
All right.
I understand. Hey, Michael, thanks for you guys doing a great job.
Hey, thank you, man, and I appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work,
all right,
okay?
All right, y'all take care. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to another Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Jim and Michael.
Sir?
Hello?
Yeah, Rich, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I just like to say, like, I work for TxDOT, and I tell people all the time, you know, I'm against the toll roads, and people may say, well, you may lose your job, you work for them, blah, blah, blah. I tell them, hey, there's a lot more people out there working and making bigger sacrifices than I am, so it's up to me, insiders like me, to speak out. So you have to appeal to people's, you know, guilty conscience like that, and try to let them know, if you're a Christian, like a lot of people say they are, you have to speak out. You have to speak that truth to power, and like you said, Mr. Herzog, you can't. Your conscience won't let you rest. So it doesn't matter if your job is in jeopardy, or you know whatever else you have to lose. There's a lot more putting a lot more on the line than I ever.
Hey, Richard, good for you, man. You hang in there because hey, you can always get another job, but you can't get another conscience, can you?
That's right. And the toll roads is going to break us all anyway in the long run. So
and it's not going to benefit. It's not going to benefit anybody here in Texas. It's a toll road. And everybody's just going to pass right on through. Plus, as you probably well know, Governor Perry wants to turn it all over to Sentra, a Spanish company, and they're going to build a road and then maintain all the concessions, so all the money's going to flow over to Spain.
That's right. I tell people that I work with that, and they know it because it shows in their face, but they'll try to deny it. Then you tell them, well, here's the information. Go read it. Then they won't go read it just so they can continue to deny it. But I tell them, you're going to have to explain that to your kids one day. Your conscience is going to beat you up. So, you know,
that's
then
right.
You sit in and then they'll still act like they don't know what you're talking about. But you can see it in their face and their body language.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want, you know, and that's what, you know, like Alex said, he went to Hollywood. And all the Hollywood moguls know about 9/11, but they're worried about their little jobs. They're worried about their little careers.
Everybody's
not going to have a career. So
everybody's living in fear.
No, they're sneaking out little by little, though.
Hey, Richard, when you talk to all your friends,
they all come out together. Why don't they all come out together? They can't pick them all off at the same time.
Listen, hey, Richard, listen to me now. When you talk to your friends, relatives, neighbors, and particularly the people at your work, you be kind and gentle with them because they're asleep, man, and they don't like to be waked up.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell. Yeah, they. You know, I always tell them you can't blame a Christian if you're going to ignore these giant truths standing right on your head. And that makes them mad, but I tell them I have no choice. You're taking away the rest of my argument, so I'm going to have to appeal directly to you and your God and your conscience.
There you go.
And that kind of, you know, that makes them mad, but that's all we got left, really, at this point. Like you said, a lot of people's belief system is failing them because it's a contradiction. They live in a contradiction. So.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Richard. Appreciate your input, partner. All right, let's go to Randall in Texas. How you doing, Randall? Hello? Randall?
Yes. Oh, I thought you had more people ahead of me. I'm sorry.
No.
Hey, let's make it fast. hey, I like what Richard and Richard said, and I admire Jim Morris' work. It just it's great. We're going to have to get him down here at a Truth Seekers meeting. One of these days, whenever he gets freed up a little bit.
I met you at one of those, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We did one about a month ago.
Yeah.
We need to get you over there, too. So.
Well, you didn't invite me again, Randall. I haven't heard an invite, okay? All you got to do is invite me.
I haven't had time, but you're invited anytime. Just let me know when you're available. We'll get you there.
Okay. Will do. You got a question for Jim?
I just wanted to make a comment. I think that we need to get him down here to Austin to give a presentation, get him on tape, and as well as we can get DVDs out as well as books, because the DVDs, a lot of people will sit and watch for an hour and a half, but they won't read the first 10 pages.
You know what scares me, and that's right with that comment, I'm going to insert something. You know, all these people are talking about this immigration issue and all these illegals pouring over the border, but do you realize, you know, Randall, you're up on the issues. Jim, you certainly are up on the issues. Do you realize that not only are they flooding us with these immigrants, but they're also flooding us with ignorance?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
These people don't have a clue what they're getting themselves into over here, and it's up to us as the Americans to educate, wake ourselves up, or not wake ourselves, we are awake, but I'm talking about wake up other people, and it's even more difficult to wake up these people that are coming over the border, even if they, you know, even if they're legal citizens, they go into their own little, you know, category, their own little, housing projects, if you will, and so forth, and they kind of,
they insulate themselves.
They insulate themselves to a point.
Assimilate, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we need to work on that.
I don't know about you guys.
You had a caller about from Lockhart that he's Hispanic and he's educating people. And I'm my hat's off to him. I hope he's listening, that he can make our meeting Friday night over China Emperor. And that goes for you too, Michael. And
China Emperor?
Yes, sir.
Where's that?
South End. I'll give you a call off air.
All right.
Yes, it's at William Cannon and First Street. It's down south, but I know you're not familiar with it, so I'll explain it and give you the address.
I'm not even familiar with directions to the grocery store, but that's okay. I'll find it.
Well, hey, I think both of you guys could agree with me. See, I don't have any problem with anyone who wants to come and immigrate to the United States, but if they're going to do that, they need to do it legally, they need to learn English, and they need to learn the history of freedom in the United States.
All right, I got to go to a break, and I have a story about that after the break here. You want to stick around, Randall? You want to go? All right. Going to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you in three. Last segment coming up. Stick with us.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Oh,
All right, we're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. My special guest, Jim Mars. And before I let you go, Jim, I want to tell you a quick story. You're talking about you don't have any problem with these illegals coming over if they do it the right way. Well, I have a Scottish wife that has done it the right way. And do you know that she has spent thousands upon thousands of dollars, and she is still not in a position of having a green card? Because we went into an interview, Jim, just last month. And they ask some of the stupidest, most inane questions of anybody that is coming for citizenship. I'm not going to go into, but I don't have enough time. But literally, you know, somebody tries to come here the right way, and they put them through the ringer.
Absolutely. And this has been going on for at least 50 years. If you're an educated white European, you have a hell of a time getting over here.
And she is, yes.
But yet, I remember seeing a story here a couple of years ago, you know, 3,000 Tutsis or whatever they are, most of them had never had indoor plumbing. None of them could speak English. And we opened our door to them. And this isn't a racial thing or a cultural thing. It simply has to do with when I go visit another country, I try my best to speak their language. I try my best to fit in with their customs, and I try to be a good guest, okay? So for somebody to come over here and say, yeah, I sneaked across the border, but hey, I'm working at your home, so let me in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, well, I broke into your house. But, yeah, I did, but, hey, I've cleaned your dishes, so everything's okay. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work that way. We're either national laws or we're not. If we're not, we're all in deep stuff.
Well, you know, it's selective enforcement, Jim. I mean,
yeah.
You talk about we're a nation of laws, but there are certain individuals in this government that I can think of that are above the law, or at least they think they do, and they're getting away with it. And then it's selective enforcement when it comes to enforcing the law on certain individuals, i.e. these illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, you know, you say we're a nation of laws, but the truth of the matter is we're a nation of laws only who they want to enforce them on.
Right, and when you set up a situation like that, then, you know, and everybody can read the paper and realize that guys in Congress and guys in the White House are ripping off the public for millions of dollars, then why is it so strange to think that some poor kid in the inner city is not going to say, well, I guess it's all right if I go knock over a 7-Eleven store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you either have laws or you don't. And when you selectively enforce laws, when you ignore laws on the books, then you're just opening the door to anarchy. And by the way, that's the plan. Because, see, here's the thing. The New World manipulators have got to destroy the United States of America. Because we are the biggest stumbling block to their plan for a global microchipped controlled society. Why? Because number one, we have a history and tradition of individual freedom and liberty. Number two, we have a constitution, a bill of rights, which gives us the legal basis for that individual freedom and liberty. And number three, we have guns. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they have really had to move heaven and earth to try to destroy this country, and they've done it through this massive immigration, both legal and illegal. Other countries hardly let anybody in. We've been letting everybody in except the educated people. And
they're giving them incentives to come in, Jim.
Yeah.
They'll let them open a bank account without a Social Security number. They're giving them housing loans. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's insanity unless you realize that's the game plan.
Exactly. And that's my point, is that it is a game plan for anybody who thinks that these people that supposedly are in our government that are working for us, okay, it's time to wake up. Jim, we got to go. I want to mention your website.
If we're supposed to be fearful about terrorists slipping in this country, how come they've not done one damn thing about sealing up and securing the borders?
Exactly. Folks, I want all of you to go into www.jimmars.com, and that's with two R's, and get a copy of The Terror Conspiracy. I think you'll find it interesting reading. Jim, thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Another day, another dollar. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with, guess what? It's me. I'll see you in 3 or 2.
With recent